Hare Krishna. So today we are celebrating the Panihati festival. The actual celebration is tomorrow. The real tithi is tomorrow. But I think as Daruka Prabhu mentioned, like taking advantage of the Sunday, we are celebrating here a day earlier. This festival is known as Chira Dodhi Mahotsav. Chira means flat rice, and Dodhi means yogurt. So it's a festival of flat rice and yogurt. And this festival is also known as Danda Mahotsav, the festivity of punishment. The punishment was Raghunath Das Goswami was punished by Nityananda Prabhu. And the punishment was that he had to feed everybody with chipped rice and yogurt and many other varieties of prasadam. Raghunath Das Goswami is one of the six Goswamis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates were many, but among them, some of them were very special. And the six Goswamis were considered to be one of the most intimate and outstanding devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are outstanding because they all are the eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the first of them are actually the Panchatattva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the devotee incarnation, and along with him came other associates also as the devotees of the Lord. Principally, there are five of them: Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, and Srivas Thakur, and Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fall in this category. But these Goswamis were outstanding because through them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the principle of Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did not write anything, although he was the greatest scholar of that time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was only 14 years old, he defeated the greatest scholar of India at that time, Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri hailed from Kashmir, northern part of India, northern tip of India. He was a very, very renowned scholar. And those days, just as people go out defeating others in the same field, the pandits, the scholars, also used to go out and defeat other scholars. And in this way, they would establish themselves as the greatest scholar, the champion scholar. So Keshav Kashmiri started from Kashmir, traveled through entire North India, West India, South India, and then he came to East India. The only place that was left to defeat, the only place of scholarship that was left to be defeated was Navadvip. Actually, different pockets of India were different parts of India were renowned for the pockets of educational cultivation, like Benares, Mithila, etc. So similarly, Navadvip was known for its scholarship. But when all the scholars got to know that Keshav Kashmiri was coming, out of their fear of losing their face, being defeated by him, they ran away from there under various pretexts. Somebody ran away from Navadvip with a pretext that his mother-in-law was ill, somebody's nephew was sick, somebody's aunt was getting married. And in this way, all the scholars of Navadvip left. So Keshav Kashmiri came and he found that all the scholars have left. So in order to establish his authority as the scholar, he had to defeat them. So he was waiting. And he heard that there is only one scholar that was left there, only one person who was known for his scholarship was Nimai Pandit. Pandit means scholar, great scholar. But Nimai Pandit was only 14 years old at that time, so Keshav Kashmiri did not pay much heed to him. So he was just waiting for others to return. And then one afternoon, when Keshav Kashmiri was having his afternoon stroll on the bank of the Ganges, he saw that this young boy, surrounded by some other young boys, and it seemed like he was teaching them something. So he approached him and asked him, out of curiosity, who he was. So he said that he was Nimai. And so Keshav Kashmiri said, "Oh, so you are Nimai Pandit." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Well, some people out of affection call me Pandit, but I am not much of a scholar myself." And so Keshav Kashmiri said, "Oh, I can see that you are very humble. So anyway, come, let's have a... I heard that you are a Pandit, so let's see how big a Pandit you are." So he challenged him in a scholarship bout. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Look, when somebody comes across a superior personality, he must take advantage of his association. So it's my good fortune that I got to know you, I came across you. So I must take advantage of this good fortune of mine. So please instruct me on something." So Keshav Kashmiri said, "So what do you want to hear from me?" So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "This Ganges, Mother Ganges is flowing. So please sing some glories of Mother Ganges." So immediately Keshav Kashmiri composed 100 verses in glorification of Mother Ganges. So it was so eloquent, it was so profound, such beautiful poetry that they all were spellbound. So Keshav Kashmiri asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "So, what do you think?" Mahaprabhu said, "Fine, excellent, beautiful, excepting a few mistakes here and there." So Keshav Kashmiri said, "What do you understand of poetry? You simply teach grammar. What do you understand of poetry? Who are you to find faults in my composition? In my composition there is no fault, there is no discrepancy." And in this way he chastised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quite heavily. Mahaprabhu just listened, and then Keshav Kashmiri asked, "What are the faults that you found, that you think was there? In my composition there is no fault." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just took one verse, 64th verse, and he tore that verse apart and pointed out 8 mistakes in just one verse. Keshav Kashmiri was devastated. Like in this way, he was defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, as I was saying, at the age of 14, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was established as the greatest scholar of India of that time. Now, Is it difficult for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to defeat anybody? Who is greater than the Supreme Lord? So, of course, he is performing his pastimes as a devotee. But this is the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is acting like an ordinary human being, but his activities are inconceivably wonderful. So anyway, to go back to that point that I was making, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not write anything. Although he wrote, he was the greatest scholar of that time, of all time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't leave anything in writing excepting Shikshashtakam. Only these 8 verses of Shikshashtakam are the only thing that is kept as Mahaprabhu's own composition. He did not write anything. All that he had to say, Mahaprabhu, is whatever Mahaprabhu had to say, or whatever was the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever was the foundation of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was established by the 6 Goswamis. That's why we sang this verse just before the class. Nana Shastra Vicharinaika Nipuno Saddharma Sangsthapuko Loka Nam Hitokarino Tribhuvane Manno Sarannakaro. Loka Nam Hitokarino, for the benefit of common people, for the benefit of mankind. Loka Nam Hitokarino. Nana Shastra Vicharino, Vicharina, consulting and elaborating and discussing various scriptures, they established one Sad-Dharma, the real Dharma for all living entities. So that is what the 6 Goswamis have done. Who are those 6 Goswamis? The principal of them is Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Sri Jiva Goswami. So these are the 6 Goswamis. Those were known as Sad Goswamis, or 6 Goswamis. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a very, very wealthy person. I mean, we cannot actually imagine how wealthy his father was, his family was. Like, their annual income was 20 lakhs rupees those days. 20 lakhs rupees those days meant 20 lakhs rupees means 2 million rupees. And what was the value of 1 rupee? Can we imagine? Now, of course, there are 40 rupees to a dollar, but those days probably $400 was to 1 rupee. Like, to give an example, probably with 1 rupee they could buy 100 kilos of rice. Probably 1 rupee was the value of 1 ounce of gold, or maybe even less. So we can't imagine what was the value of rupee those days. People used to get their salaries in relation to paisas. Paisas mean 1 rupee, or 64 paisa made 1 rupee. So anyway, I mean, it's an inconceivably wealthy family that he hailed from. 20 lakhs rupees annual income. And I'm talking about 500 years ago. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the only child, only male child, only male successor to the family. The only successor to the family. Such a wealthy family. But Raghunath Das Goswami became a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He got to know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was very young. People used to speak about Mahaprabhu's pastimes. His place was not too far away from Mayapur, Navadvip. He was in a place called Triveni, which is in between Calcutta and Mayapur. The distance between Calcutta and Mayapur is about 130 kilometers. So in the midway, halfway, so about 60-70 kilometers or about 30 miles away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place of pastimes, Mayapur, Raghunath Das Goswami used to reside with his family. And his parents were very close to Advaita Acharya. His father and his uncle, Hiranya Mazumdar and Govardhan Mazumdar, were very fond of Advaita Acharya. Also, Haridas Thakur used to visit their house. And in this way, they had a close, the family had quite a close relationship with many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. And in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, from his young age, became acquainted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what was his dream? His dream was to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu someday, meet him someday. But all of a sudden, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he left home. Those days when somebody took sannyas, that meant that he is lost forever. No one would get to see him. The family members would never get to see him. He would never come back to the family and he would leave home. And those days, communication was not so easy. There was no telephone, there was no cell phone. There was no, what to speak of cell phone, telephone. There was no railways. The communication, people just stayed in where they were. Only once in a while people would go to some place on pilgrimage or in business. So when somebody took sannyas and left home, that meant that he is just gone forever. And of course in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's case it was a little different. Nityananda Prabhu tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, wanted to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought him back to Shantipur. For 3 days Mahaprabhu was running constantly. Not only days, days and nights. Non-stop. No stop for eating, no stop for sleeping. He was in his ecstasy, in his apparent madness due to Krishna praying. He was just running. And three other associates were following him. And among them was Nityananda Prabhu. They were also running after Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was running. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. And they were also running after him. And for 3 days and three nights, no food, no sleep. But Nityananda Prabhu tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought him back to a place called Kathua, which is the other side of Shantipur where Advaita Acharya used to live. And Nityananda Prabhu taught, Nityananda Prabhu told the cowherd boys that if this person comes and asks you what's this place, you just tell them that this is called Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was running and all of a sudden he saw these cowherd boys and cows, okay, and they were tending the cows in the field. So now Mahaprabhu thought that this was Vrindavan. He remembered Vrindavan. And out of curiosity he asked these boys, he actually embraced these boys out of affection, thinking that these are the cowherd, because they were the cowherd boys. So, and then he asked, what is this place? He said, this is Vrindavan. They said, this is Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Nityananda Prabhu and said, Nityananda, we came to Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, we came to Vrindavan. And see, that river, that is Jamuna. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately plunged into the river, thinking that it was Jamuna. And in the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu sent one of his associates to Shantipur, to Advaita Acharya, and asked him to come there with some dry clothes for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, I am bringing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so you come there with a boat. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu plunged into the river and then he came out of the water, when he came out, then he saw Advaita Acharya there. So he asked Advaita Acharya, Advaita, how come you are here? So Advaita Acharya said, well, Nityananda told me to come here because he was coming, you are coming. So what do you mean? I'm in Vrindavan. How did you come here? No, you're not in Vrindavan. You are in Katwa. You are in Ambika Kalna. And the other side is Shantipur. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized that Nityananda Prabhu tricked him. So he got very angry. He said that you lied to me. When I asked, you said that this is Vrindavan and this is Jamuna. What's happening? Nityananda Prabhu said, no, I am not lying. So this way they had some verbal arguments. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very angry and he was chastising Nityananda Prabhu, saying that his whole purpose of taking sannyas has been lost. Now he is instead of going to Vrindavan, he ended up in Ambika Kalna. And so Nityananda Prabhu said, no, I'm not lying. Wherever you are, that place is Vrindavan. So now that you are here, this is Vrindavan. And after Ganga and Jamuna marches in Prayag, it is understood that Ganga is flowing on the right hand side and Jamuna is flowing on the left hand side. In the northern side is Jamuna flowing, and on the southern side Ganga is flowing. So western side and eastern side Ganga is flowing. So actually it is left hand side and right hand side. If we consider the flow of the river, left hand side is Jamuna, right hand side is Ganga. So since this is the left hand side of the river, and this is the side where Jamuna is flowing, so you are in Jamuna. So anyway, then Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya Prabhu, all of them took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Shantipur, and in the meantime, the message was sent to the residents of Navadvip that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Shantipur. So the whole of Navadvip came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually that's why Nityananda Prabhu brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back, because he knew the condition of the residents of Navadvip after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas, that they were practically all were dead due to the separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Their love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so intense that the separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was death for them. So he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back. At that time, Raghunath Das Goswami also got the news and came. And because at that time there so many people came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that there was an ocean of human heads. All one could see is just the black head of people. Black and bald head of the people there. It was an ocean of people that gathered to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because Raghunath Das Goswami's father was very close to Advaita Acharya, when he got to know that Raghunath Das Goswami came, he took him to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then after Mahaprabhu took prasad He gave the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami expressed his desire to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that no, there is no need to display monkey renunciation. Just go home and perform your responsibilities and duties, and in due course of time Krishna will bestow his mercy upon you. Morkat bairagya na karahu lok dekhaiya yathayogya bishay bhunjo anashakta hoiya. That was the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami went home, and in the meantime Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Shantipur, he went to Jagannath Puri, because Sachi Mata requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay in Jagannath Puri so that she could get his news. And Mahaprabhu accepted that instruction of his mother. And so Raghunath Das Goswami, although went back home according to the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he didn't want to stay at home. He was just running away time and time again to go to Puri. And his father, when they found that he ran away, and he knew where he must be going, so they sent his men to bring him back. So in this way, many times he tried to run away, but they brought him back. And finally, Raghunath Das Goswami got married to a very beautiful, beautiful girl. It has been described that that girl was as beautiful as an apsara of heaven. But still, Raghunath Das Goswami's heart was not in his household affairs. So then, one day Raghunath Das Goswami got the news that Nityananda Prabhu has come to Panihati. The place Panihati is also on the bank of the Ganges and is not very far from where he was in Triveni. So he came to see Nityananda Prabhu. One came to have his darshan. At that time Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on the bank of the Ganges under a banyan tree and surrounded by his followers, many, many followers Nityananda Prabhu had. And so somebody informed Nityananda Prabhu that Raghunath Das is there, Raghunath is there offering obeisances to you from a distance. So Nityananda Prabhu looked at Raghunath. He said, finally the thief has come. So bring him to me. So Raghunath was brought to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu punished him. He called him a thief and he punished him. And the punishment was that he'll have to feed him and all his associates with chipped rice and yogurt. Chira Dadi. So Raghunath Das Goswami accepted this punishment with a smiling face, and he made the arrangement. Now the question is, why Nityananda Prabhu addressed him, called him a thief? And why was this punishment? To understand that point, we have to consider that Hano Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. And who is Radha Krishna? Radha Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, one cannot get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu's property. So if anybody tries to directly approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will not be successful. And not only that, he will be treated as a thief, because he is Nityananda Prabhu's property. So one must approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu is represented by his representatives, and they are the bona fide spiritual masters in the line. So it is through Nityananda Prabhu, the Guru Tattva, that one can actually receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And that's why this punishment. And the punishment also is a very sweet punishment. Feed the associates of Nityananda Prabhu with chipped rice and yogurt. So Raghunath Das Goswami immediately made the arrangement. He sent his men to buy lots of chipped rice and yogurt and bananas and mango. It's a summertime in India, and this time of the year there are lots of very delicious fruits you get in India. You get mangoes, you get jackfruit, you get bananas, of course, you get throughout the year, and you get lychees and all kinds of delicious fruits you get in India at that time, at this time of the year. And the punishment was, and Raghunath Das Goswami accepted the punishment and made an elaborate arrangement of feeding. And Nityananda Prabhu didn't have just one or two associates with him. He had hundreds of associates surrounding him. And then people got to know that there's a big feast going on, so they also came. They joined. And people got to the vendors of sweetmeats and yogurt and milk products. They got the news that it is a big feast is going on, and there's a big demand of milk and milk products. So they also brought their products, sweet shop owners, and they sold their commodities. And they also were asked to take the feast. So this way, so many people came that the whole land part became filled. And even half of the Ganges became filled with people. There were so many people. There was no place in the land, so they went into the water. And everyone got this yogurt and chipped rice. The one preparation was yogurt and chipped rice. Another preparation was flaked rice with condensed milk. And then varieties of fruits were mixed into that. And then there were rasgullas and sandesh and all kinds of sweets. Like, it was an inconceivable feast that was arranged. And that festival is known as Chiradodhi Mahotsav or Danda Mahotsav, or the festival of punishment. And so in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And then Raghunath Das Goswami finally succeeded in escaping from home. And we can see after that, when he ran away, this time when he ran away from home, he did not take the normal highway. Highway means footpath, walking, the way to walk on foot. People used to travel on foot. But Raghunath Das Goswami did not take that road, that path. He actually took the village path, the jungle path, and towards Puri. And finally, he arrived in Jagannath Puri. His father sent his men to catch him, but because he took the jungle path, they couldn't find him. So when he arrived in Puri to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put him under the care of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. So that's why Swarup Damodar Goswami is considered to be the custodian of Raghunath Das Goswami And Raghunath Das Goswami is known as Swaruper Raghunath, Raghunath of Swarup. And it's a very wonderful, wonderful pastime, Raghunath Das Goswami's life. And actually Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the principle of renunciation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach the science of renunciation, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. The Bhakti Yoga, the devotional service, is actually a path of renunciation. Not an artificial renunciation, but a natural renunciation. What kind of renunciation? Bhakti Pareshanu Bhava Virakti Annatraja. As one develops his attachment to Krishna, one naturally becomes detached from material nature. It's a natural thing. As one develops his attachment to Krishna, he becomes detached. Not only detached, virakti, the literal translation of the word virakti will be disgusted. As one becomes attached to Krishna, becomes disgusted to this material nature, material attachments. And in this way we can see Raghunath Das Goswami was the personification of this principle of detachment. Like the son of an inconceivably wealthy person. The only successor to this inconceivably powerful and wealthy dynasty. But he left it. That's why it is said, Takta Turna Vashesha Mandala Patisranim Sada Tuchyavat. Describing these Goswamis, they very, very neglectfully, without any consideration at all, they rejected the opulence that is desirable even by the kings and monarchs. Ashesha Mandala Patishranim Sada Tuchyavat. Tuchya means neglectfully. Bhutva Dina Ganeshako Karunaya Kopina Kanthashito. In order to bestow their mercy upon the fallen, suffering, conditioned souls, they have accepted, renouncing everything, they have accepted a loincloth and just a bahirvash. Kopina Kantha. Kantha is just a worn out cloth to cover the body. And who are these personalities? Raghunath Das Goswami. His father's opulence was greater than many kings' opulences. Rupa Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, two ministers of the most powerful king of India at that time, Hussain Shah. So this is how exalted and aristocratic personalities they were. But what they did, they accepted the path of total detachment and renunciation. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was his instruction? Don't display monkey renunciation. Renunciation should develop automatically, naturally, due to your attachment to Krishna. So develop that love for Krishna. And as a result of that love for Krishna, attachment to Krishna, there will naturally be detachment from matter. And it was most wonderfully displayed by Raghunath Das Goswami. He not only left his family, then when the news reached his family that he was in Jagannath Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath Das Goswami's mother told his father that bring him back, and this time you tie him up with a chain so that he cannot run away. His father says, look, the wealth like that of Indra and a beautiful wife as beautiful as an apsara could not tie him down Do you think a mere chain will be able to tie him down? You'll be able to keep him at home, tied down to home just by a mere chain? Forget it. It's not going to happen. When one develops his attachment to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is what happens. So just accept it. Your son is lost. He is a lost cause now. He has fallen in love with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his father allowed him to just stay in Jagannath Puri. But he felt that let him live nicely. So he sent 6 servants. And he was sending 2,000 rupees every month for his maintenance. But Raghunath Das Goswami, what did he do with this money and the men, the servants that he had? He used to organize big feasts and invite all the devotees to the feast. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar Goswami, "Sarup, Raghunath doesn't invite us to the feast anymore." So he said, yeah, he stopped taking money from his father and he sent the servants back home. So Mahaprabhu was happy. He said, that's good. Now why should he after all take money from his father who is a materialist? And so Mahaprabhu asked him, how is he maintaining himself? Then Raghunath Das Goswami said, I'm sorry, Sarup Damodar Goswami said that he stands by the Singhadwar, the main gate of Jagannath temple, and when the pujaris go by after worshipping the Lord, they give him some Mahaprasad. So Mahaprabhu is happy and good. Then after a few days, Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, Sarup Damodar, I don't see Raghunath standing by the Singhadwar. So what's happening? And he said, yeah, he stopped taking Mahaprasad also from the pujaris. So how does he maintain himself? He just sits in where the Kangali Bhojan, the poor people, the beggars are fed with Jagannath Prasad. He sits there with the beggars and he takes some Jagannath Prasad. So Mahaprabhu was pleased. And he said, that's good. Raghunath is developing detachment due to his attachment to Krishna. Then after a few days, Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, how come I don't see him taking Jagannath Prasad also that is distributed to the beggars? And he said that Raghunath even stopped taking that. Now what does it, how does he maintain himself? He says that the Jagannath Prasad, that rotten Prasad that is thrown away at the back drain at the back of the temple, the thing that even the cows and goats will not eat, Raghunath is collecting that from there. Whatever is the good part, he just keeps that after washing away the rotten part, and he is maintaining that himself that way. So when Mahaprabhu heard that, he just ran to Raghunath Das Goswami's kutir, hut, and he started to tell Raghunath, Raghunath, you are having all the exceptional prasad of the Lord depriving us all. What's happening? You are not giving us those nectar of Lord Jagannath. So Raghunath felt very embarrassed. And then Mahaprabhu said, so you are trying to even hide it from me? From under his, in the corner there was a clay pot where that rotten prasad that was picked from the rotten prasad that was collected. Mahaprabhu took that pot and he started to eat that. And Raghunath Das Goswami tried to stop him. Please, this is not for you. Please, don't take that. So this is how we see how the principle of renunciation was established through Raghunath Das Goswami. And to mark that very wonderful occasion when Raghunath Das Goswami was accepted by Nityananda Prabhu and submitted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That festival is marked by this Panihati festival that we are celebrating here today. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki, Chiradodhi Mahotsav ki, Panihati Mahotsav ki, Danda Mahotsav ki, Gaur Premanande, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Sad Goswami Prabhupada ki, Shri Shri Panchatattva ki, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna, Daruka Prabhu. What's the next part of the program?
I have one question.
Yeah. Must have been very young. I don't know the exact age. Must have been in his teens. He was a teenager at that time.
So, I will have the auctioning of the pots.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I forgot to ask if anybody has any questions. Okay, I hope I remember it clearly. On the center those two, on the left hand side is Rupa Goswami, right hand side is Sanatana Goswami. Then next to Rupa Goswami is Raghunath Das Goswami, and next to Sanatana Goswami is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, then Sri Jiva Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Right. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Okay, Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna.